So does TV need more private eyes? That's been tested this month as another private detective show has appeared on Foxtel's Showcase channel. But this detective has a pedigree somewhat more elevated than most.
My name is Cormoran Strike. Wondered if we could have a quick chat.
You're not a cop.
I was. Royal Military Police.
I'm a private investigator now.
Just want to ask a few questions.
Are you still out? It's late.
Yeah, but I'm heading back now.
Is everything okay? Have you seen something?
No. Well, I'm fine. I'm just a bit jumpy.
Where are you?
I'm not quite sure.
Robin.
This new series, CB Strike, is linked to the most successful writer of the last 25 years. But you have to look closer to understand how. RN Breakfast TV correspondent Michael Bodie joins us now. Good morning.
G'day, Hamish.
Now, this story, the credits say, comes from the novels of Robert Galbraith. Should that name be familiar to people?
Well, if you keep watching the credits, it also says the series is executive produced by J.K. Rowling, who, of course, wrote the Harry Potter books.
Yes.
And Robert Galbraith was, she did one book under her own name,
yes.
The Casual Vacancy. Then she did this pen name, which lasted, the book was published, the first book, which is, this series is based on her three books about this detective. And the first one, when it was released, got some nice reviews from some crime fiction authors, but sold reportedly about 500 to 1,000 copies, which is a long way off the Harry Potter stuff. And it's a long way off, in fact, most crime writers. It's a pretty bounteous genre and pretty popular genre. Anyway, somehow someone in her solicitor's office leaked it by mistake, and then it suddenly became a big thing. And you can sort of see why. He's sort of a different sort of PI, even though in the TV series it's got a lot of the film noir private dick sort of tropes, like the beveled glass door on his office and things like that.
Yes.
But he's such a grump. He reminded me, and here I'm showing my age, a bit of Columbo. He's right. Even got a big dark jacket. But Columbo had a lot more verve than this guy, who's sort of been weighed down by his war service, where he lost a leg, and also by a pending divorce. So, but I found it quite enjoyable because it wasn't all flashy and it wasn't sort of quick, and you can tell in that grab that he's just a Tom Burke plays this sort of not malcontent but a grumpy bastard, really.
You certainly got that vibe from the audio we heard. So how does J.K. Rowling's storytelling stand up when you compare it to other crime shows?
It's interesting. It's a pretty, the first three eps are a pretty basic whodunit, who killed a supermodel. So visually it looks quite good. It's pretty basic plotting. It's all in the plotting. The dialogue isn't particularly, you know, it's not like recent British stuff by David Hare or stuff like that, where you'd get these big chunks of really meaty dialogue. It's more about the plotting and the mystery. So she's not the most literate. She's not the densest writer, I suppose. But
she's
it moves
definitely
a lot.
Literate.
Yeah, she's literate, but she's not high literature, let's put it that way.
Sure.
So, but it moves along, and I think the character's quite appealing, and the repartee is quite good, but it's not going to be brain food for you. It's just entertainment.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Also this week, the ABC brings the arts back to Sunday nights with Sunday Arts Up Late. What's the theory behind that? What are they featuring?
Well, I don't know about you, Hamish. 9:10 at night. Is that up late? Oh, well, it is for you now that you're doing breakfast.
It's way too late
for me. 9:10 on a Sunday is not that late. But anyway, they're doing this series, bringing arts feature documentaries back to Sunday night, which I think is a good thing. And the first one's a good one, the first Monday in May. Timing's good because you saw every website on the planet was showing photos from the Met Gala costume ball the other day in New York. Well, this documentary is about the lead up to the Met Gala ball. So it's not just a fundraiser. It's actually their costume institute holds the biggest collection of fashion in the world. And they have a big show each year, and that's sort of the start of the big show. So I thought this might be a bit of an advertorial because Anna Wintour, the editor of Vogue, features heavily, but it was actually quite a good one. And I look back and I remember I think it played the film festival circuit. So it's a good documentary about the Metropolitan Museum, what goes on underneath, and the gala and the glamour is only a bit part of it in the end.
Sounds good. I'm running dreadfully over time, so I'm sorry to rush you through this, but the other picks of the week, please.
Well, 13 Reasons Why comes back to Netflix. Instinct, another PI, but this time Alan Cumming on 10. And The Royal Wedding, of course. Saturday night, I'll only tell you if you're interested, the ceremony begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Summertime.
Okay.
For those who are into it. I would have
preferred Arrivals from 7.
Yes, Arrivals padding out from 7. Unfortunately, no one's broadcasting Harry's Bucks Party. I would have paid for that one.
That would have been crackerjack television.
Yeah. All right.
Michael Bodie, thank you very much indeed.
See you, Hamish.
Michael is RN Breakfast regular TV correspondent. It is 28 minutes to 9. You're listening to RN Breakfast.